According to St. John, the 15th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, that your joy may be complete. The Gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, today is both a significant and a bittersweet day in that this is the last message that I will give from this pulpit. Next Sunday, Dave will be doing the same. And as our calls with you draw to a close, we find we're often reflecting on the ministry we've shared here with you, the challenges, the growth, the triumphs, and of course, just the regular joys and sorrows of walking together day by day. As we draw nearer to that retirement date, we're also contemplating 35 years of people and situations we've encountered along the way, doing ministry alongside God's beloved in so many wonderful places. Has been a rich and expansive journey, and we are so humbled and blessed by the privilege it's been to serve. As Dave and I pondered our last sermon messages, we decided we wanted them to be a bit more personal. And as a result, the lessons for today and next Sunday are not the usual assigned texts. The lessons read today are passages that are of special significance to me. Today, I will share a message that reflects my perspective of my faith journey, and as you listen, I hope you will be strengthened and inspired in your own journeys of faith. Many of you know that one of my hobbies is hiking. Growing up on the farm near Minot, North Dakota, I was prone to wander down into the hay meadows along the river or up into the pasture hills just up the road from our house. In the fresh North Dakota breeze and sunshine, I loved to explore, to wonder, and to just pray. Fortunately, the girl who loved a good hike married a guy who loved a good hike, and it seems wherever Dave and I have traveled together, a hiking journey has been a standard part of our experiences. One of our most challenging hikes has been hiking to the summit of Bear Butte, just north of Sturgis, South Dakota. Maybe you've seen it. This amazing landmark rises up from the prairie, 1,253 feet. Bear Butte is a sacred place to the native peoples who make prayer pilgrimages to the top. So as you walk the trail to the summit, you see colorful prayer cloths and small bundles of tobacco hanging from tree branches along the trail. Dave and I have partially ascended it once and fully ascended it twice. And although the ascent is a challenge, There are places where you can stop and rest and look at the awe-inspiring view unfolding beneath you. Once you reach the top, you can see for miles and miles. The views I've enjoyed from this unique mountain on the prairie always refresh my perspective on the world and bring me a sense of peace. I think one of the reasons I enjoy hiking so much is hiking's not just a destination. It's a process. When you begin a hike, you need to be ready to enjoy the journey. There's small details along the way that you don't want to miss. A chipmunk darting across the path. Wildflowers tucked in the midst of a grassy field. A chickadee scolding from an upper branch. There's amazing vistas to take our breath away. An expansive prairie laid out like a soft green quilt. A river winding its way into the distance like a silver ribbon. Or an eagle soaring in an azure sky. There's certainly challenges along the trail as well. Like feet sliding on loose rocks, a thirst that needs quenching from the hot sun, or maybe even an unexpected bear sighting on the trail ahead. Hiking in wild places can bring unforeseen events that, despite the beauty around us, bring a sense of our own vulnerability and limitation. Well, our psalm today is one of my favorites because it reminds me that I have the best of helpers and guides for my life's travels. The Lord God Himself. I need only lift up my eyes and see that my Lord is right beside me. He will not let me stumble and fall regardless of the challenges. He's ever vigilant. Always watchful on my behalf. The Lord will keep me from evil. On this adventure called life, the Lord God will keep my going out and my coming in now and forevermore. Like hiking, faith is a journey. It's a journey that covers a lifetime of challenges, growth steps, and joyful vistas. We can depend upon God's presence, lean in to God's guidance, and trust in God's Spirit to inspire our words and actions as we go forward in faith. Now, as much as Dave and I love to hike, you'd think we'd always have what we need when we head out on a good walk. And yet, I'll admit, there's times when we're a bit too spontaneous in our decision to hike and discover we aren't as well prepared as we should be. Maybe we don't accurately judge the distance we're attempting to walk, and our foot gear starts wearing and giving us some pain. Perhaps it's hotter than we thought, and we neglected to bring enough water along. Or maybe those pesky mosquitoes are after us. The bug spray's back in the car. Ugh. Well, we've found preparing for the journey is as important as the journey itself. You know that when you're getting in a car to go on a trip, it's wise to make sure there's enough fuel in the gas tank. Running out of fuel is not a good thing for the traveler, especially in these bitter winter days. Have you ever considered, though, that prayer is fuel for our spiritual tanks? It's true. Prayer powers our faith journey through life. The passage read from Philippians tells us not to worry about anything. Instead, we're encouraged to pray about everything. We're to pray with a spirit of gratitude as we make our requests known to God. And as we do this, we will experience God's wondrous peace. Why? Because the very act of praying fuels our trust in God. Prayer is the essential fueling up that keeps us going strong on this journey called faith. Are you feeling uncertain? Give your concerns to God in prayer. Are you feeling joyful? With gratitude, pray with thanksgiving. Are you fearful? Be honest about your fears with God as you pray. Do you need help making a decision? Pray for God's guidance. Are you concerned for this broken, hurting world? Pray that you can be an agent of God's healing and hope. Yes, pray in all circumstances. Pray when you feel like praying, but don't forget to pray when you don't feel like praying. Time with God in prayer can stretch out as long as you like, and yet, prayer can be as short and simple as a heartfelt cry, "Lord, have mercy." Did you know that doing an act of loving service is like a prayer without words? We can offer our actions up to God as prayer intentions, praying that God's love will shine bright through us. C.S. Lewis once said, "Prayer doesn't change God. Prayer changes us." Prayer is the fuel that keeps our hearts and minds focused on Christ Jesus our Lord. And when our eyes are fixed on Jesus, our minds are open to seek and see that which is good, true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable. Now that's what I call some high-grade premium fuel for this journey of faith. So far we've talked about faith is a journey and shared the perspective that faith is powered by prayer. But now let's speak a moment on the impact our focus has on faith. Have you ever noticed that your focus becomes your destination? When driving down the highway, it's easy to get distracted by sights along the road. And if your eyes aren't focused on the road ahead, in just a second or two, your vehicle is veering off track and heading in the direction you're looking. When daily problems pile up and refuse to give us some space, we tend to put all our energy into solving that problem. If we just focus on the problem and work harder to overcome it, then surely we'll triumph on the challenge before us. The psalmist in Psalm 121 gives us a different approach. Instead of focusing on the challenge, the psalmist lifts his eyes to the hills and asks, "Where does my help come from?" This poetic phrase is a powerful expression of faith. The focus is shifted away from daily challenges and trials and looks up instead to the one who provides help, strength, and constant protection for the journey. The language from our Philippians passage also speaks of focus, that phrase guarding our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. When I turn my worries and troubles over to God through prayer, that is when I receive access to God's peace. The tumultuous emotions in my heart, the chaotic thoughts in my mind have a chance to settle. In faith and trust, I can look up to Jesus, and be confident that he's with me, helping me through. Well, in our gospel lesson, Jesus' words speak of the life-giving relationship between the vine and the branches. And we know that as people of faith, we draw our life from our Lord Jesus. Without Jesus, there is no lasting life. True life comes by remaining close to the Lord, by dwelling in his word and letting it live in and through us, by confessing our sins, known and unknown, by asking for his guidance through prayer, and by staying connected to those people of faith around us who can encourage us in our walk. In this way, our faith stays focused. We remain in a life-giving connection with Jesus, the vine, and we are drawn ever closer into our loving Heavenly Father's embrace. Faith is a journey. Prayer fuels our faith, and faith is a matter of keeping our intentional focus. May these perspectives bring dimension to our life of faith as God's beloved children. And so I close now with this blessing for you, dear friends. May God bless each step of your life's journey, whether the road be rough or smooth, with God's strength. Step out in faith, step out in love, step out in peace to bless this world with God's presence in and through your life each day. Amen.